Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. This first century limestone feeding trough, or manger, comes from Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus Christ. During the 2nd century AD, Justin Martyr reported that Emperor Hadrian built a pagan temple over the site to discourage Christians from making pilgrimages. Although later, Jerome credits Hadrian for inadvertently performing a service to Christians by marking the place so clearly. Around 326 AD, a Christian church, known as the Church of the Nativity, was erected over the site by Emperor Constantine's mother, Helena. In 1937, a workman had broken through a wall in the church and found this manger among multiple feeding troughs in a series of stables. Frank and Barbara Bowen purchased it in 1938 from the church and later gifted it to M&G's collection, along with hundreds of other antiquities from the Holy Lands. Certainly, there is no proof that this manger is the one in which the swaddled infant Christ was placed, but it is typical of the stone feeding troughs quarried and roughly hewn from the caves in Bethlehem at the time of Christ's birth. And it illustrates the simplicity and crudeness of his situation. He was born in the humblest and lowliest surroundings among the poor of the Jewish people. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.